As the lawsuit filed by EB-5 investors against the state of Vermont moves through the courts, the lawyer representing those investors has taken on a more public role. Following a hearing this week, lawyer Russell Barr dropped serious and scandalous allegations to the press without providing evidence to back it up. And that's put Barr in the news this week. VPR's Emily Corwin is here to tell us more about who he is. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Henry.
So, who is Russell Barr?
Well, Russell Barr is an attorney in his late 50s. He lives in Stowe, and he's got a real big presence there. He came from a large international law firm in New York City 25 years ago. He leases the airport Stowe Aviation, which for a time was seeking EB-5 funding. And now he represents the investors from EB-5 in a suit against the state. So I talked to him today, and to some of the other lawyers who've worked with him and against him.
And so what do they say about him?
His colleague Chandler Mattson described him to me as full of energy, really passionate. At one point, I asked Barr himself if he's as confident as people tell me he is, and this is what he said.
No, I would say when I feel that when justice is on my side, I'm going to storm through it.
Any other details?
Well, this is a guy who presumably has made a lot of money representing, for example, a Native American tribe in high-dollar casino deals and litigation. He's overseen deals with Vermont resorts, that kind of thing. And he's got enough money to decide to lease an airport just after his son starts flying gliders. So there's that. But then he's also the kind of guy who takes U.S. Airways and Delta Airlines to small claims court for bumping him from a flight.
Okay. So what about taking on the state on behalf of these EB-5 investors? And again, that's the program that was defrauded in the Northeast Kingdom. What does that say about him?
So a few lawyers have said that it's not something they would do. Perhaps they see the odds as against Russell Barr. But his colleague Chandler Mattson said that is just the sort of move that is typical Russell Barr.
I mean, there are not many people that would have picked up this mantle on the EB-5 project. There aren't. It's very, 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 very tough fight. It is an incredibly tough fight. And again, the expression you can't fight City Hall is there for pretty good reason. But it's a worthwhile thing to do.
Barr is trying to prove that state officials were negligent or worse in their oversight of the EB-5 case. And, you know, the state has repeatedly said they've done nothing wrong. But they're also using this doctrine of sovereign immunity to say they don't have to give him access to the evidence and testimony which might prove his point. When I talked to Russell Barr, he went on a lot about this.
What they're trying to do, in effect, is say you can't look, you can't see, you can't touch. We're not accountable. No matter what we do, we can't be held accountable. That is so anathema to our American system.
So did you discover anything else about Russell Barr in your reporting, Emily?
Well, Russell Barr has been actually sued himself in court a few times, once for malpractice and twice by clients trying to get out of arbitration agreements that he asked them to sign. In those cases, two clients found themselves unable to go forward with lawsuits about charging unnecessary fees and legal negligence. And that's because he had them sign one of these pre-dispute mandatory arbitration clauses. It's a lot of words, I know. Mm-hmm. But that basically means that he made them agree to not sue him in court, even if he were to mess up. And, you know, to go through arbitration means, you know, sometimes paying higher fees and not having access to a jury of your peers and not having access to an appeals process.
Is that kind of thing common?
Not in Vermont. A few attorneys here said they've never heard of anyone but Barr using them here. Certainly, they are used by attorneys in other states.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Michael Palmer is an attorney who writes about ethics, and he lives in Middlebury. He represented one of Barr's former clients in a case that went all the way to the Vermont Supreme Court. In both his and in another arbitration case, former clients claimed Barr had induced them to sign these clauses without explaining the rights they were signing away. And I checked in with Michael Palmer earlier today.
My own view on that is that you cannot square that with your ethical obligations as a lawyer to have a client sign that, even if you provide them with the information about the legal effects of it.
So there's a lot of legal debate about whether and how these clauses can be used ethically. When I asked Barr about the lawsuits, he pointed out that the courts dismissed them, sent them to arbitration, and that he won in arbitration. So I have a bite here.
Yeah, those were frivolous allegations.
Okay, Got it.
Are we going to keep on going down this line?
And finally, Emily, back to the allegations that Barr made involving the EB-5 case. We're still waiting for him to file additional court documents, right?
That's right. He says his firm will be providing more information in some court filing soon.
Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Henry.